Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, fellas.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Hello there.
Are you good?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Big fans. Over probably 20 years.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Hey, good morning. It is Wednesday.
And the first day of coach search.
Coach search. It's going to rain a little bit today.
Yeah.
Temps are nice, right?
Is it going to rain just straight through the weekend?
I think it's going to rain straight until maybe Friday night.
Yep.
All right. Jeremy and Joe, Joe Kelly producing. Hey, everybody. What's up? Yeah. Where do you want to start? Want to ease into it? Want to go full steam into... Here's what Kevin Adams said.
Yeah. You want to take a minute to what happened in the league last night first?
I would love to take a minute on that. I was watching Flyers Capitals.
Yeah. I had Red Wings and Canadiens on the TV, and I had Flyers Capitals on my phone.
Which, by the way, credit to the NHL and ESPN that you can just watch a lot of these games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Like, oh, yeah.
Pretty nice.
You have the ESPN Plus package. You basically get... You get every hockey game that's not on TNT.
Except for your own team.
And yeah. your own team.
But yeah, I popped on Flyers Capitals, the Penguins. Of course, their fate was in the balance, and Detroit and Montreal were playing.
Yep.
So lots going on.
Yep. And
it was dramatic.
It was very dramatic.
Was it mostly dramatic? Because for anybody that doesn't know, the Flyers and Capitals game. The scenario was, if that's tied late, the Flyers are going to pull their goalie because they need to win in regulation.
Right. Overtime, the moment overtime starts, they're out.
Yes.
They needed to win in regulation.
So you're going watching that game. It's 1-1 deep into the third. I put it on specifically to watch them pull their goalie in a tie game.
Right. But the other part of that scenario was they needed to win in regulation, and they needed Detroit to lose in regulation.
Right. And Detroit was losing in regulation and scored with 3 seconds left.
Right.
And I watched the Flyers broadcast break the news that the Red Wings had gone to overtime, thereby rendering the rest of that game irrelevant.
When did they break the news? Because I didn't have the sound on the Flyers broadcast.
It would have been with 4 minutes left.
Okay. A full minute before they pulled the goaltender?
Yes. And Tortorella in postgame said they did not know that.
Right.
They pulled the goalie anyway. They did not know they had been eliminated. So Philadelphia had been eliminated by Detroit going to overtime.
Yeah.
If you're a Penguins fan or a Red Wings fan, you would have desperately needed to get word to the Flyers. Fellas, you're not in it anymore.
Right.
You don't have to pull the goalie.
In fact, is there a moment where the play is happening with the goalie on the bench where, you know, someone get it to Tortorella so he can send the goalie back out there in the middle of the shift?
Right. Who knows? I saw Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh saying he believed Torts did it to screw Pittsburgh. Of course, Tortorella said that's not true. They didn't know.
He did pull the goalie with 3 minutes left.
Well, they needed a win.
I know.
But they needed to score in regulation.
It's a little early for Tortorella pulling the goalie, I think. You gotta score no matter what.
Consider,
it's not any different than if you were down one.
No, but consider it's a tie game. If you're down one, 3 minutes seems normal. Right? Sure, I guess 2 minutes seems normal.
Yeah.
If it's tied, you want to pull the goalie, and if they score on you, you're keeping the goalie out.
All right, yeah, yeah.
You need more game. You need as much runway as possible.
No, you're right. Actually, the later it would have been, the more it would have been, okay, he did this on purpose. If he pulled the goalie with 20 seconds left, at that point it's like 5 minutes after Detroit has, you know, made it to overtime.
So the Flyers didn't know, which I've got issues with that. How hard is it? I was on my couch, and I knew.
Yeah.
You are the team that's in the playoff race.
Is it their responsibility
yes.
to know, though? Like,
yes.
Because for them, it's like, well, none of this matters to us anymore.
Well, it might be nice to know that you're playing. Well, put it this way. Shouldn't the league want them to know? Hi, by the way, Philadelphia, you're out
that's
of it.
That's true.
Pulling yeah. your goaltender and giving Washington an empty netter in a tie game to lock up a playoff spot.
Yes, the NHL should definitely want them to know. Because, right, they might get, what is the NHL getting? People are now tuning in to the Capitals-Flyers game, potentially, to see how that's unfolding, because
three markets are still alive.
Three markets still alive. And, hey, overtime would be pretty exciting
yes,
because Washington winning in overtime would have clinched it too, but you never got that because they put the puck into an empty net to clinch.
Right. So if you were Detroit, you were it was bedlam when you scored to go to overtime.
Right.
And then you would have looked at your phone and seen, wait, the Flyers didn't.
Oh, no.
They
don't
didn't
know.
Find out.
they
pulled their goalie, and we just got eliminated because they pulled their goalie.
Is it the wrong coach for this? Is Tortorella the least likely coach in the NHL to have a phone on the bench?
Maybe. The whole thing is kind of funny, though, because, so again, like maybe you were watching last night, maybe you're still recovering from Kevin Adams and his press conference, which we'll get to. My thought on this was the NHL finally had a really wild end-of-season crazy finish. There have been years where the difference between 8th and 9th place is 16 points.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get that finish. And in this case, you had Philadelphia, Washington, Pittsburgh, Detroit. Four teams
yep.
still hanging in the balance. And the NHL was going a long way last night to congratulate itself. Like, hey, or at least the NHL media, this isn't the year to talk about a play-in tournament because look at what we've got. This isn't the year to talk about 1v8. It ends up being 1v8, by the way, the whole playoff format.
Yeah.
This, look at this. You want a new point system? Look at what we've got here on the final day of the season. And what did the final day of the season ultimately deliver? A team getting in on an empty netter in a tie game.
You got drama, though.
You
right?
got
you got drama.
You didn't really get drama so much as you got
stupidity?
Interest.
Interest.
This isn't. It was never dramatic in Philadelphia. It was over before it got dramatic. And Pittsburgh, it's over. And Detroit might as well have had that goal they scored to get to overtime called back on an offside review. Hooray! We're in overtime. We're out of it.
Right.
Eliminated by a team that pulled their goalie. We get mad in football when they play backups. Like, oh wow, look at this. They're gonna play. Who's the Baltimore backup quarterback who played the Steelers?
Tyler Huntley.
They're going to play Tyler Huntley against the Steelers and not try to win, and because of that, the Colts are going to miss the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
This was, they pulled the goalie after they were eliminated.
Right.
Because they didn't know.
Imagine if we might have preferred this because we would have been in it until the last day of the season. Imagine if the Sabre season had ended that way.
It would have been horrible. I mean, it would have been better than this, I guess.
You don't get in. Probably would have been better.
Right?
You might have felt like you were legitimately cursed.
It should be talked about as a curse. It's not quite home run throwback or 13 seconds level.
But it's nickname
but if you
worthy.
Are,
if you got to create a nickname for it.
Yeah, if you are Detroit, you scored a miracle goal to make it and stay alive, and another team bounced you with an empty net goal in a tie game.
It's so bad.
Only because the team
so
that pulled
bad.
The goalie didn't know the scenario.
Right.
Horrible.
Like, someone hack the arena and pipe it through the PA system.
No, honestly.
Torts! It's over!
Yeah.
Put him back in!
If you were a Capitals fan, I'm sorry, if you were a Penguins fan at that Washington-Philly game, you should have run on the ice.
Imagine you're a Penguin.
I mean, like, Torts, check the score for us, please!
Man, I just imagine Penguins fans. You're watching the end of the Detroit game, and you see them tie it, and you run over to the Capitals-Flyers game, and they're just shouting, no! Don't pull him! As he's charging out of the net to the bench. Man, it was like a minute. I had both games on, and I don't know how much they would line up with the delays. It felt like it was about a minute between, like, and I'm not even trying to exaggerate, like 60 seconds tops between goal goes in, David Perron from the point to tie it with 3 seconds left in Detroit to Tortorella calls his goaltender to the bench, and with Washington scoring, sending Detroit to the elimination. So, what you do get, though, I had one friend that I believe had a Red Wings to make the playoffs future. He was complaining about the games happening at the same time.
Okay.
Which, One,
they have to happen at the same time, or else you don't know. I mean, well, I guess if they were not at the same time, John Tortorella could have known to not pull his goalie and give Washington, yeah, the luckiest team of all time, a free berth in the playoffs.
I think that's what the point he was making was, which is, hey, Washington should go last year, right? Like, they already, they're in it no matter what. I guess Philly, though, wouldn't be, so I don't know.
Yep.
It was a little bit of, did it give you any vibes of, like, Premier League final day yesterday?
Yes.
Where, like, going on at the same time, I think that's cool in sports. I mean, I don't want empty netter to be, you know, a part of the story. But when you have two games, three games, however many games happening at the exact same time that all impact each other, which, like, hey, this game does matter, but it also matters. This game is affected by what happens in this game, and they're happening at the same time. That level of drama I do like. I just, you know, again, would prefer it doesn't end in an empty net goal.
Right. An empty net goal in which the team didn't know the empty netter didn't have to happen.
It's brutal.
Tough one. Tough one for the Red Wings and Penguins, and that's it, really.
Detroit's playoff drought hits 8, by the way.
Yeah.
Second longest in the league.
Meanwhile, Pittsburgh's playoff drought hits 2.
Right, they didn't make it last year either.
In the last 2 years, Crosby and Malkin have been healthy the entire year.
Yeah.
And they ultimately miss.
And they got Carlson this year.
Yeah.
Like, they made a big swing and still didn't make it.
You know what the thing you could say about Pittsburgh, Joe? They're not getting any younger.
No.
Those guys are old.
Uh-huh.
Really old. So there you go. It was interesting. It was dramatic briefly, and it was goofy. But I was watching the Flyer broadcast, and, you know, they asked about the NBA play-in tournament, and every one of the guys on the broadcast said, like, nah, not for hockey. If they had the play-in tournament, which they had last night in the NBA, that thing has started, today you would get Detroit and Pittsburgh.
Right.
And Islanders Capitals. Like, the exact format. Red Wings Penguins, losers out.
Yeah.
Winner advances. Islanders Capitals, winners in.
Right.
And then you have the third game between the two teams that lost, the two teams remaining for the final spot.
Yep.
And you wouldn't have, I almost wonder if last night's scenario.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NHL and the GMs love to overreact. Love to.
Yeah.
At the next round of GM meetings, I'm sure it doesn't go this way, but it'd be nice if it did. Could the GMs of Pittsburgh, Detroit, and Philadelphia say, I mean, it was dramatic, but it shouldn't happen like that. We should never need it to happen like that. We should settle it on the ice as opposed to whatever number tiebreaker we're on. Philadelphia needed to win in regulation to get their 31st regulation win and to prevent Washington from getting their 32nd. They would have put Washington and Philly in a tie. They then go to regulation and overtime wins. They then go to, and on we go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like one night of faux drama that lasted about 2 minutes of actual time.
Yeah.
Is going to stop the NHL from changing for the better in ways that it could.
Well, do you think they were going to do it anyway? Do we think they were going to launch into a play-in?
I don't think they are. Are they?
No, were they going to even before last night?
No, but they definitely should.
They definitely should.
They should look at what the NBA gets, which is a couple of free playoff games out of this.
Right. Elimination games. It's tournament games,
yeah,
basically.
In fact, I just mentioned that format where if it were the NBA play-in format, the Flyers wouldn't be out yet. I'm sorry. They just played their 82nd game of the season. But they wouldn't have had to pull their goalie. They could have tried to win in regulation, and they could stay ahead of Pittsburgh.
Right.
Like, more teams staying alive and more markets staying in it. And it's not even really just letting them in the playoffs. It's, all right, fine. 7, 8, 9, 10, you guys are not good enough to make the playoffs. Play for two of you to make it. It is not the same as just inviting more playoff teams. In fact, it makes 7 and 8 have to work harder to get in.
Yeah. All right.
So I think it's perfect for the NBA. I think it would be perfect for the NHL, even though on the Flyers broadcast, as they're required to do, they're required to say it's not good enough for the NHL. Whatever. I think it would have been great.
So on ESPN right now, they are doing the difference between the two games last night. They showed the Perron goal. They just put a graphic up that said 1 minute 44 seconds later.
Yeah.
So I think they have it that there was a minute 44 between when the Red Wings scored and when Washington scored the empty netter fast, too.
Yeah.
There wasn't even time to, like, say, let's send the guy back out there. How about the difference, too? Like, the goal that keeps the Red Wings alive could be, like, an all-time great goal. It is a rip from the point with 3 seconds left. Everyone goes crazy because your season was 3 seconds away from ending. And then the goal that sends you there is TJ Oshie sliding the puck into a wide-open net. And then everybody there goes crazy, but, like, it's not even, like, a real goal.
Nope. Like, tie game, empty netter.
It's incredible.
803-0550. If you want to throw a thought our way on that.
Oh, they also have a graphic up right now. The Capitals' worst goal differential to make the playoffs in the last 30 seasons.
Ever. Caps.
Minus 37.
They stink, but they're in.
Yeah. And Ovechkin got to 31. He did score last night, so he needs 43 next year to break the record.
Very good.
No, 42. 42 to break the record.
Paul Hamilton at 7:30. Recapping general manager Kevin Adams. He had a press conference yesterday, spoke for a long time. And Pete Blackburn comes up at 8:30.
Yep, from the What Chaos podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk about coaching candidates. I think the short list is Lindy Ruff, Craig Berube.
Pete is not a fan of the Lindy idea.
Okay, well, good. Neither is
spoiler
Paul.
Spoiler alert on that.
Neither is Paul. Craig Berube, Gerard Gallant, Bruce Boudreau.
Yep.
Is Barry Trotz a conversation
here? I think he retired and is like a GM.
Okay.
Like, I think he's in charge of the Islanders now.
Okay.
He's somebody.
He's high enough up there that he doesn't. Okay. I wondered about that.
We'll talk to Pete about it. I know he's in on Jay Woodcroft as an idea, the former Oilers coach for the Sabres.
When the Oilers fired Jay Woodcroft, they led the league in 5-on-5 expected goals.
But they couldn't get saves.
They couldn't get any saves, yeah. And they fired their coach, and you know they turned it around because
the goalie started.
Right, it was one of those obvious ones where it's like, this team is not bad. The goalie needs to make some saves. Let's fire the coach.
Right, but notice that every name we just mentioned is like someone who's coached in the league before.
Right, it won't be Seth Appert.
No, and it won't be Michael Pekka.
We can definitively say that, right?
I think so.
If the Sabres have to double back to an NHL coach or a coach for the NHL team they have without experience, it will mean that they have failed. Kevin Adams was very determined, forceful, clear that he wants a coach with NHL experience. It sounds like he already has the guy committed, agreeing to terms.
It sounds like he has a name. He is one guy that like he has in mind and thinks he's like that he's getting.
Right. Whether that's Brind'Amour, which the speculation there, I think, can live because Brind'Amour checks the boxes that Adams mentioned.
Right.
He's, of course, coaching Carolina. Should we root against Carolina to get knocked out so the Hurricanes decide he can only get them so far? I feel like I should maybe do that. I don't know. To me, it's hard to imagine Brind'Amour coming here, but he's a good coach. He's been good since the day he showed up there.
Would he know already? I mean, this is a question that is maybe hard to answer just because it's what's their relationship. Would he know already that Brind'Amour would come here? He would have to. If that was the name, if that was the guy in his head when he was making those comments yesterday about, you know, that he's got a plan and he wants someone with pedigree, he wants someone with coaching experience. My mind is very crystal clear on what we're looking for. We'll move as quickly as possible to get it done. Get it done. Like there's already an it.
Yeah.
And that comment there, we'll move as quickly as possible to get it done. I guess that still could mean Brind'Amour. I would tend to think he would already know, though, if he thinks he's got a shot at getting Brind'Amour. He would have talked to him, which maybe is illegal by technical NHL standards, or a sense that, hey, I'm not just going to be waiting around here for the next month to wait for Carolina to get eliminated, and then you're going to get eliminated and sign an extension with the Hurricanes, and now I've got to go to plan B.
Right.
So I tend to think it's probably not him, but I don't want to eliminate Brind'Amour.
So who's the favorite? Lindy?
It's got to be Lindy.
Or Craig Berube? Berube, and there's a conversation to be had here about which coach do you want? Do you want a guy like Gerard Gallant or Bruce Boudreau, guys that have had some success with multiple teams, right, have won?
Have made the playoffs at the very least.
Have made the playoffs with multiple teams. Right, Gallant made it with multiple teams.
Yep, Vegas and the Rangers and Florida. Yeah, I think three different teams.
Okay.
Yep.
Versus Berube, who only coached one team, got them to the cup, and won it.
Yeah.
In his first year as an interim coach.
I heard Marty Baron on Sabres Live yesterday point out that, like, the only year they really ever went deep is when their goalie was on fire.
Okay. Well, that's...
Which happens to a lot of coaches.
That's right. The next year, the Blues won the division. So they won the cup, and then the next year they won the division. He made the playoffs four times with St. Louis, and then ultimately it fell apart. So do you want the guy that has not had a body of work with a lot of teams but has a Stanley Cup, or the guy like Boudreau or Gerard Gallant? You know, there are options out there. Lindy falls in line with that. If Lindy had not previously coached the Sabres, he would be a name we would talk about. If instead of the Buffalo Sabres, we're talking about Ottawa hiring a coach, you could say, what about Lindy Ruff? He's coached three different teams to playoff spots. How about Lindy Ruff to coach this team? So
You want the guy that's third all-time in wins in the NHL?
I mean, I know there's a nostalgia element to it for Sabres fans with Lindy, but I don't think if they did it, it would have to be all nostalgia at all.
I agree.
That's what Ted Nolan was the second time, was, hey, remember this guy? You know, he's not exactly had a ton of success around the league. He's had some, but not as much as Lindy, of course.
Yeah.
803-0550, our phone number. We'll get into what Kevin Adams had to say. Is there a name out there we're not thinking of? It has to be NHL experience. If somehow they land on a guy like Appert who doesn't have it, that means they couldn't get anyone to take the job. Which I don't think that's likely at all.
There should be enough candidates out there. This is where, like, I don't think Adams really is even going out on much of a limb by being willing to say yesterday NHL experience, pedigree, and so on. Is there are so many guys that fit that bill that it would be hard, even in their current state as a franchise, I feel like it would be incredibly hard to not get somebody that's coached in the league before to take the job. Like, I am eliminating everybody that hasn't coached in the league before.
Yep.
From what he said yesterday. And I really, the reason Lindy is not only the favorite for me, is not just because he coached here, it's the fact that Adams spoke with such conviction about not only the type of guy he's getting, but the confidence that it's going to happen. It makes me think he's got a strong relationship with the person, that he is that convicted. Like, this is the plan, guys. What this thing that I'm thinking of right now, this is it. Like, Brind'Amour, Moore, I think, does fit that too, because he would know Brind'Amour, Moore played with him for 7 years in Carolina. But Lindy would fit too, because Adams was his assistant coach for multiple seasons, would have worked with him every single day
for multiple
years, and knows exactly what he's getting with Lindy as a head coach.
That's right. And as he talked about, we crave structure and accountability. I don't know that Lindy is exactly that, but Kevin Adams would certainly know if Lindy is that. Craig Berube, again, he might be on the short list. Is that the right name? Is that credibility because he's won a Stanley Cup? Is that Dan Bylsma all over again?
Mm-hmm.
What did Bylsma do? Bylsma did kind of what Berube did. He won the Stanley Cup as an interim coach and coached for a couple years and then went away. And they got another job with the Sabres and it didn't go well. So, I don't know. There's lots of options.
I think you'd probably have to say yes to that on Berube, but... I don't know. It just doesn't hit the same for me as it does for others.
I agree. I agree.
Even though he's won the cup and like Lindy hasn't, right? Or Boudreau hasn't. Boudreau, in fact, is notorious for postseason failures.
Right. Only getting a team so far, which we would all take right now.
I was going to say that would all be plenty okay with that.
Yes. What you want is the next step in the Granato ascension. As Kevin Adams yesterday said, Donnie left the Sabres in a better state than when he got here. That's what he needs his next head coach to do. Whether it's the Stanley Cup or it's, hey, we can only get to the conference finals with this guy, like, then he's fired and somebody else comes in, leave the organization in a better spot than you found it. You're looking for the perfect coach. There aren't that many coaches with Stanley Cups that are coaching in the NHL right now. Most coaches don't have one.
Right.
It's not like the NFL where you have, what, like 7 or 8 or 9 Super Bowl winning coaches. In hockey, there's only, I think, 5.
Is that right in football?
How many are there?
There's Andy Reid.
I guess Belichick doesn't count anymore. And Arians just retired. Okay,
yeah,
that's fair.
You might be right. Reid, McVay.
It just seems like it's more regular. When you win a Super Bowl as an NFL head coach, unless you're coaching for the Eagles, you're there for a while. In the NHL, you're fired in 2 years.
Right. But you'll end up on another team.
That's right.
Like
that's
Tortorella is in Philly right now. He's won the cup.
A long time ago.
Yeah, it was 20.
A long time ago.
It was 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
2004?
Yes.
Yeah. Four teams ago?
803-0550. Paul, stick with us. I like your question. I want to ask this question, too. We didn't dig into this yet. We're yapping too long. We're up against the break. I want to get right to your call. 803-0550. On the tone from Kevin Adams yesterday, got a lot to say on that. The potential coaching candidates were 9 days. No, we're 8 days. 8 days from the NFL draft. We'll, of course, dig deeper into that. We've got some Bills visits. Defensive players. Defensive players.
Names that are going to be very hard to pronounce if they end up with them. Rook. Give me the break to figure it out.
I haven't seen that one. They went to a private workout for Jerzon Newton, and they had Cooper DeJean in for a workout as well for a top 30 visit. So we'll keep you updated on all that stuff as well. Jeremy and Joe on this hump day as the Sabres coach search begins on WGR.